Upstate, things don't change much. Fall means football season. Being married to a coach means measuring things mainly by wins and losses. Except for that one year.
Jimmy Carter declared that if elected, he would do everything possible to clean up the federal government. South Carolina weather, Midnight.
How many years you been playing for me?
2 years, Coach.
You want to make that 3?
Yes, sir.
I suggest you start paying attention here.
Yes, sir.
We do things as a team, gentlemen. One player doesn't execute the difference between 6 yards and 6 points. Honeycutt, let's say we do some up-downs as a team so we can further appreciate that concept.
You heard that? Get your feet chopping now! Get them chopping!
Get out of here!
you. Now, might any of those X's and O's be for me tonight?
Hmm?
How's it coming?
Almost done.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Helen home yet?
Mary Helen's been in bed for an hour, Harold.
Hmm.
You know, y'all do have a week before you actually have to play this game, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll be right up.
Oh, the first I'll be right up of the season.
Team, full speed, live to the ball.
Einstein, why don't you try picking the ball up?
Yeah, you dummy. What, you deaf?
Yeah, pick it up. There you go. Throw it over here.
Huh?
Come on, throw it. Hey, man, what are you doing?
Hey, coach.
You took our ball.
Run it again.
Getting home late.
Oh, hey, Daddy. I tried calling a couple times, but the line was busy.
Your mom was asleep.
Oh, I'll talk to her in the morning, okay?
All right.
Night.
Good night.
I heard Mary Helen made varsity cheerleader.
She's really excited.
Not bad. I bet Linda is, too.
Yeah, I guess so.
You got them running some?
Come on,
coach! Hey, watch this,
Gather up! On the double!
Well, is someone going to tell me what's going on here? How about it, Johnny? Nobody move.
No.
I just want to help you. I just want to cut the tape off. You gotta hold still. Just try to hold still. Try to hold still. You gotta hold still for him. Just look at me. Hold still. I'm not gonna hurt you. Just hold still. I don't wanna cut you. It's all right. Calm down, little bit.
Okay. I got it. I'll get you out of this mess.
Okay, you're free. Anybody got anything to say? I tell you, folks, practice is going to run late tomorrow.
Mary Helen tells me the cheerleading squad's got itself, half a dozen new faces this semester? Isn't that right?
Uh-huh.
I also hear the athletic director now has to take the top spot on the pyramid at the pep rally. Isn't that right? Harold, what do you say you stop by and see what kind of no good your daughter's up to?
Yeah, sure.
Got a couple phone calls, Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Taggart's folks. Frank Clay, I wrote him down for you.
What'd you tell him?
Didn't you call back?
Harold, have you decided what you're going to do about these boys?
Not yet.
Well, I'm sure most of them have never done anything like this before.
You didn't see the look on this young man's face, Linda. He was terrified.
Yeah. Might I have a minute of your time, please, sir?
Your excuse me, sir. Anybody ever said no to you on that, Principal Daniel?
Nobody's still working here. He's gone.
What can I do for you?
I hear we had an incident yesterday.
Yes, ma'am, we did.
You taking care of it?
Well, let's just say today's practice won't be the shortest one we've ever had.
Good. You know, Harold, that boy has been rolling by here for a long time now, minding his own business, never caused any problem for anybody. I need you all to keep it that way.
I just want to tell you I'm sorry about what happened. I thought you needed to hear that from someone. Now, I don't want the football. You keep it. Why don't you bring it by practice later? I'll find you something to do. Maybe you can help us out. Nothing more is going to happen, son. I promise you. See you later. All right? You know who you are. Get on down there. Take your shoulder pads off. Line up on the chalk.
Let's go, Hustle!
Well, what do you want to do?
Run them.
How long?
Till I say stop.
Now,
and where are
you
going to be?
Ready.
All the way to the line, Coach.
Long day?
Yeah.
How was yours?
Long. So the report is that Mary Helen got off to a great start in lit class, but she's struggling a bit with the math.
Well, lit part sounds good.
Come on, Harold. It's bad enough when a parent misses a parent-teacher conference, but it's worse still when the parent's a teacher.
The parent's a teacher. He knows how his kid's doing. He doesn't need a conference to tell him that. What?
Please just tell me that you forgot to go.
Come on now. You know I had to deal with those boys.
Oh, those boys. Can't you just make room for your daughter and those boys?
Don't lecture me, all right? I'll go see Mrs. Marks tomorrow if that'll make you feel better.
Make me feel better? This is not about me. She's a junior, Hale. I mean, she's got this year and next. And then she's gone.
Y'all ready?
Yes, sir! Yes, sir!
I want you to close your eyes for me. I want you to listen. You hear that? I want you to imagine what that's going to sound like after we've all done our job tonight. And then, I want you to imagine what that's going to feel like. I want you to picture your man right across from you. It's him. You make the effort on every play, you're going to beat him. You play smart, you're going to outthink him. You play with heart and character. And give your teammates everything you've got on every single play out there. You can walk off the field tonight calling yourself a football team. Okay. Let's play with Hannah pride and never stop believing in each other. You win your battles, we'll win our war. We'll say let's have some fun and get it done. Fellas.
Harold.
Well, Don.
Kurt. Dennis.
Just brewed that pot 10 minutes ago, Coach. Got yourself the first cup right there.
All right. Well, didn't exactly thump, but it wasn't too bad as far as season openers go.
Yeah. Frank, your boy Johnny had himself a heck of a run there.
Just give him the ball, Coach. He'll make a smart man out of you. That's
right. Didn't notice a few things we need to work on.
Well, Coach, you reckon these are the boys going to take us back to state?
Come on, Clyde.
little early for that kind of talk, isn't it?
I hear Easley has a pretty decent crop of speed this year.
Well, I guess we'll see about that next week, won't we?
Coach, you think you might want to throw the ball a little more?
Well, I think about a lot of things, Earl.
Now listen, boys, last thing Coach here needs is us asking him a slew of questions, especially after the way he got those young men to play in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Got them revved up a little bit, didn't we, Don? Mm-hmm.
So how do you plan on beating those Easley boys come Friday night?
Well, Frank, if I was to tell you that, y'all wouldn't have anything to talk about all week, would you?
Boy, that's a good cup tonight, Del.
Thank you.
Hey, Honeycutt.
Yeah.
See that young man over there?
Yeah.
What do you figure he wants?
I don't know.
Come on, Spawn, bring it around there.
I think maybe he's thirsty.
Come on.
Go on.
All right, 5 minutes.
Get yourself a drink. You're a special team.
How you doing? Yeah, you. No, wait. It's all right. Settle down now. I ain't gonna give you a hug or nothing. Just a little water here. See? I'll drop something off here. Little something from Coach Jones. Got a name, son? You ain't gonna talk to me, are you? All right. Yeah. Go ahead. Come on, give me a squeeze.
Come on,
good job, good job, Justin.
Bring it in!
All right. Glad you came by. Thank you. What's your name? Why don't you come on in? Got some hamburgers coming. Get your buggy. Come on in. Really good burgers.
Find some music you like, good.
Hey, look who's here. We'll catch up in the morning.
Thank you.
You tell you his name yet?
Well, I haven't talked too much. Well, he's sure taking a liking to that radio you own.
Radio? Radio, huh? You know, it's just sitting there. You can have it as far as I'm concerned.
Hey, you hear that? Radio? Coach Honeycutt says you can take that home with you if you like.
Hey, are you hungry? Would you like a hamburger?
Mm.
You gonna want something to wash it down with too? Root beer, Coke.
Coke.
Man knows what he wants.
Coke in here.
Ways home. Radio. As we dance to you know there's nothing wrong with a good country station. Well, I can get used to this too, I guess. You know, the boys call me Coach Jones. You call me what you like when you get around to it. All right? Hope you can come by practice tomorrow, all right? At the same time. All right? See you then. Right? Afternoon, ma'am. I'm Harold Jones. I coach a football team over at Hannah High. I'm just giving your boy a ride home.
Come on in now, baby. See, you got yourself another one. Oh, look at that. You get that from him?
Yeah. Cold dough. Yeah. And that one.
He a nice man?
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, I think it's time you got yourself washed up for dinner. Huh? You hungry?
Yeah.
I'll make you some fried bread. All right, get yourself washed up for dinner.
Oh.
Practice, man. We got a lot to think about this week. Easley's got a ton of speed. Defense, containment. We got to keep them from getting outside. Offense, ball control. We're going to grind it out. We got to keep their offense off the field. Now, there's one other thing. See the young man over there? I believe some of you already know him. He goes by Radio, and he's going to be helping us out for a while. And we are not going to have a problem with that.
No, no, sir.
Call it up, Danny.
1, 2, 3!
Beasley!
What's he doing?
That's it.
Yes, it gets me. Look at him.
No!
Careful. Sorry.
Going on out there.
The Yellow Jackets still looking to get on track. Mark them back to pass.
Intercepted!
Show you put on out there tonight, Coach. Just wonder if you run a football program or a social club.
Talk to your mama, that okay?
Should. Hi, Mama.
Hey, baby, there's a sandwich in there for you.
Oh, okay.
I'll be in there directly.
Okay, Mom.
Name.
Hey.
I was wondering if we might carry your son on up to Wade Hampton tomorrow on the team bus. Got us a football game.
Well, what your boy has done to my son was wrong, Coach, but I'm not looking for you to make up for it.
The boys are taking to him real good.
They're still boys now, ain't they?
I keep a good eye on them.
I guess it's all right with me.
I don't mean to pry, ma'am, but I was hoping I might be able to ask you what exactly is wrong with it.
Well, the doctor never could give me a name for it. Say he the same as everybody else, just a little slower than most. I got an older boy, Walter. He's fine and all.
And your daddy?
He died a while back.
I'm sorry. You got your hands full.
Well, they got me working 10 hours a day at the hospital, some days more. So I'm wondering where he's at half the time and worrying all the time. Because I figure they only gonna need one excuse to put him away. Now, James is a good boy, Coach. He got himself a good heart. Most folks just don't take the time to see it is all.
James.
Mm-hmm. James Robert Kennedy.
Thank you, man.
No, he is not getting on that bus. Harold, he is not a student. We don't even know how old he is. If he has a handicap, we know nothing about. And what if he has some kind of a seizure or something?
He's not the one that's going to have the seizure, dude. This has got nothing to do with any of that.
If you are suggesting that I am overly concerned about my students being in the company of a severely handicapped black man, I assure you that I am. But my concern is not necessarily for my students. I'm not so sure we're trying to help somebody here. Or whether he's being used as nothing more than a glorified mascot.
You know me a hell of a lot better than that.
Put your game face on. Get a smile off your face. Start thinking about football.
Come down. Inland.
Radio.
It's going to be wet out there.
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah. Listen, we're not going to be able to take you on the bus today.
Huh?
Some folks, they don't think it's a good idea. They just don't understand yet, but they're going to catch on, believe me.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry. Really sorry. I'll see you tomorrow, okay?
Some of these things out of the way.
All right. Thank you, Grace. Which one of those cobblers you got today?
Got
it. I'm not done.
Don't talk with your mouth full now.
Peach and blackberry.
Peach and blackberry. What's it going to be, Radio?
Both.
You can give the man both. I'd like some more coffee, too, please.
Yeah, I'd take both.
Brady, look at me for a minute. Come here. You got some mustard on your cheek.
Get it for you. There you go.
Football season just about over. You know that, don't you?
One more game.
Yep, one more game. You gonna be okay with that?
Where my pie?
Don't worry. They're coming.
She'll bring you your pie. Don't worry about it.
I like both.
She got you ordered.
I like both.
You know, some of us felt pretty bad about leaving you off that bus last night. We want to find a way to make it up to you.
How do you do that, Coach?
Jenkins fan stirred up. Winning this one would even Hannah's record at 5-5, and though a far cry from early season hopes, salvage a measure of pride for the home squad.
Here we go! Here we go!
Woo! All right, throw right, 24, flag and revert.
Okay. Third and six now for the Jackets
one,
from the 40.
That was a good one right there.
We'll see.
That was a good one. That was a reverse, reverse, reverse!
Reverse! Come back here, come back here.
What are you... Telling the play.
West side defense calling an audible, bringing in both outside linebackers.
Baby, check it out.
Jones signaling for time, but Markham doesn't hear him. Markham rolls right and pitches it to Hill on a flank of reverse. He is rushed in the backfield and fumbles it all. And it's recovered by West side.
No wonder they knew the play. They knew the play. Defense.
You can't let the other team know what we're going to do.
I didn't know that, Coach.
Robin, get out there.
Good God.
Now Snead back to pass for Westside. It's broken up by Bradley, but a flag is thrown on the Jackets quarterback.
Got him in the back, Coach. Got him in the back.
You pull that car, you know it, Spencer.
I need you to move back.
Don't do it.
That's a chicken shit call.
15 more.
Oh, come on.
There's another penalty on Jones.
Chicken,
here goes my evening.
Come on, Radio. Come on, now.
Let's go, bud. Here we go.
Any chance I can get the ball tonight?
Nobody speaks in this room unless Coach Jones says he does.
Yeah, wait.
There you go.
Now that we got that taken care of.
Jackets trying to hold Westside now here in the fourth quarter. They've stiffened here in the second half and still trail by only four. Here comes the Jackets blitz. The ball will go back to the Jackets with time for one last drive. Markham keeps it. Pitches to Smalls. Bounces off one tackler and breaks free. First down, Jacket.
Flank of right, split left, 24C post. Get on your horse. Hey, Monica. I got a good feeling about this.
Good feeling, good feeling.
Markham fakes the handoff and drops back to pass. Looking long. Mitchell's open. Touchdown, Yellow Jackets! With less than a minute to play, Hannah has overtaken rival Westside with a stunning 37-yard touchdown.
That's a great team effort out there tonight. Great comeback.
Yeah.
You all played your hearts out. I'm proud of you. Good job. Honeycutt, for standing behind us all season long, especially tonight, game ball goes to Radio. Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Much better now.
Yeah. You want me to bring this one?
You only got one of them?
I had a lot to choose from, didn't I?
You
Going on to the shop?
I suspect so. Shouldn't be too painful.
Why? Right. Well, don't forget to bring some of that unsportsmanlike conduct home.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice win tonight, Coach.
Well, I'll make us a fresh batch.
Well, this will be fine, Dell. Well, I know 500 season isn't what we all had in mind, but I did see some things tonight I think we can build on. The boys made some good adjustments at halftime, and old Danny Markham finally got the offense moving a little bit.
He sure did.
I'm real proud of all the boys. Always good to beat Westside, and it's nice to win the last one.
But long ago, we were winning most everyone.
Is there something you need to say, Frank?
Well, I think we got too good a team to be losing half our games.
Anybody else?
That's all right, you speak up.
Well, if nobody else is going to say anything, I sure as hell will. You got yourself a distraction needs dealing with.
A distraction? Is that what you think radio is?
Well, you're damn right I do.
Come on now, Frank. You know, I think I'm going to do us all a big favor. Let you all finish this one on your own. Coffee's been better, Dale. Well, now you show up. Chick.
I figured I'd just be in the way.
Uh-huh.
Gotta go. That good, huh?
I'm afraid we've got a disgruntled booster on our hands.
Banker Frank.
Yeah, he says we got a problem with radio being on the sidelines. What do you think?
I think that one's up to you.
How's the basketball team looking?
It's fine, long as Johnny stays healthy. Why?
Oh, I just thought radio might need something to do.
You know, I reckon we could use some help.
Good. I see your money.
Hey. What you got now, boy?
Football. Coach don't give you that.
Yeah.
Wait a minute now. What's the matter?
We all done.
Oh, now. We all knew the season was going in sometime. Yeah. But look what you got. Your football and a sweatshirt. And look at this. Look at all of this. Look at that.
Oh, that radio.
Yeah. See, the next ball gonna be here before you know it. Promise. Huh? Now give Mama a hug.
Yeah. Boy, what's that? I want me a hug.
Always here for you, baby.
President-elect Jimmy Carter met President Ford today at the White House, also meeting with CIA boss George Bush. Meanwhile, the New York Post has sold Australian publisher Rupert.
Good morning, girl.
And sports free agent Reggie Jackson signed a 5-year deal to play with the New York Yankees.
Brings you this neck of the woods.
Oh, seeing as you never dropped by my office, I thought I'd top off my visit.
Uh-huh.
How is everything?
Everything's fine. Mm-hmm. Why?
The bird told me Mr. Kennedy's been spending quite a bit of time with you inside the building.
Yeah, that's correct. You see that as a problem?
Disrupting the football game is one thing. Disrupting the classroom is a different matter. Hmm? I want him with you all the time. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. I-O. Radio. That's how you spell it. Well, you want to try it? You want to do it? Look, it's easy. You know, you just take the chalk and it writes right on it. Well, I wouldn't. I don't have to do it right now. Radio.
Blueberry and pumpkin today. Pie, not coffee.
Both.
Coach Jones, you're needed in the office.
All right, everybody, just keep working. Radio, I want you to keep everybody under control while I'm gone now. Keep an eye on him.
Well, now, how long would you say Mr. Kennedy has been in an actual classroom setting?
Well, let's see. About a month.
And the thinking behind that?
Well, he was doing fine with the team. I didn't see any harm in it. Look, Mr. Tucker, I know you've got a job to do, but is me having radio in the classroom really worth all this trouble?
Well, that's what the school board would like to find out.
This is a young man who's been spending his entire lifetime wandering around all by himself out on the streets.
Which is quite different than being inside a public school, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, well, that's the point, isn't it?
Mr. Tucker, I am well aware of the liability risk we are running here. Harold here will be the first one to tell you that my list of reservations is longer than most.
I'm sure that's the case. But the fact of the matter is, none of us has any experience with having a severely retarded man wandering the same halls as our students. The risk is enormous. Please keep that in mind.
I will.
Miss Daniels? Mr. Jones?
Thank you, Mr. Tucker. Well, there's a hell of a position you put me in.
Yeah, I suppose it is, Lou. But radio's not going to do anything.
Hey, why on earth are you doing this?
Same reason you are. How you doing?
Good, I'm good.
Good.
That's it. Oh, that's it. That's all right.
Looks like radio's doing okay.
Come on.
Oh, here's the ball.
Come on.
How you doing?
Oh, hell, honey, good. You know me. Getting near Christmas, I just start counting down the days till next season. Look at him, honey, good. Someone long ago couldn't get a word out of him.
Yeah, I miss those days sometimes.
All right, bring it in.
Hello?
Hello, Mr.
It's Radio.
Hi, Radio.
Is Coach on now?
Just a minute, Radio. I'll get him.
Harold?
Mom? You see my red clip?
Yes,
on the washer. Harold?
Radio? Can I help you with something?
What pants I put on?
Well, didn't your mama lay out any clothes for you?
No, she not him.
She working tonight.
Oh. Well, just pick something out and put it on. I'm sure it'll look
fine. It's a big night.
Yeah, we gonna do dinner to you.
Ain't that right?
That's right. So just grab something and put it on.
Okay.
Harold?
Is that Radio?
How about this one? How about this one?
Tell me those look fine.
Those look fine, Radio.
Okay. Radio gonna put them on.
Joy to the world.
Big radio in there, Mrs. Jones. Big radio. Yeah, cookie cookie.
All right, don't get too many now.
All right.
Hey. Still something from us for radio?
Great, thanks a lot. Have a great one.
Merry Christmas.
I'm going to run some of these presents over the radio.
Of course you are. I'll go with Carolina.
All right. Thanks, Harry.
Man, he sure cleaned up this Christmas, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Merry Christmas, Steve.
Merry Christmas,
Scott. Yeah, have a good one. Merry Christmas, sir. Thank you, guys.
Hey, Dad.
Hello.
These are from Mr. Wagner's store. Thought Radio might be needing a few shirts.
Great, thanks.
This is nice. You getting folks to help Radio out?
Yeah.
No shortage of people feeling sorry for him.
Not asking people to feel sorry for him. It's the last thing he needs.
Okay.
Look, Mary Ellen. I know we haven't had much chance to talk lately.
It's been plenty of chances, Daddy. You just don't take any of them. Mom, it's all right. Radio needs what you're doing more than I do.
Look, what
I'm going to go, Coach Jones. I'm going to go. Time to go. Merry Christmas, man.
Merry Christmas, lady.
Ooh, presents.
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah, so beautiful. Christmas.
Daddy.
I'll see you at home. Y'all set to go?
Merry Christmas, Coach.
Merry Christmas, Radio.
Oh, can't wait tomorrow to see all these presents there.
Yeah, she's gonna be surprised, isn't she?
I can't wait to get home. This is so beautiful and everything. I tell Mom about the tree and the radio.
Think we'll be able to fit them all in the house?
Yeah. Ooh, that's a big one.
Yeah.
I can't wait to open these. These are all beautiful.
You think it'll be all right to open one tonight?
Sure, yeah. Which one to open?
Here, I got one here for you. Open this one.
Who that from, Coach?
It's from Miss Jones, Mary Helen, and me.
Okay.
I hope you like it.
Okay.
You turn it on, see if it works.
It's working, Coach. It's a good one. There's a wagon out there. Woo! Come on, it's working. Come on, Mama. Come on, Mama. Yeah. Come on, Evelyn. Come on, Evelyn. Come on, Evelyn. Woo! That's a good one. Come on, Coach. Come on, give it. Come on,
go.
Give it now. I'm on
the damn
radio.
Go, Ray. Go.
Yeah.
Glory! Go!
Yeah. Woo.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Megan! Have a good one.
Oh, hush now. Lord, we ain't never seen no Christmas like this. You cut a pretty mean rug there, Coach.
Oh, come on. That's where he gets you.
Well, he may not get everything I try to teach him.
But he did get that. Now, the hospital's got me working 16 straight right through Christmas Day. At least tonight I get a little bit of holiday with my boy.
Good.
You know, Coach, it wasn't that long ago. I see you drive up in that truck of yours and be wondering why you doing what you're doing. So why are you doing what you're doing?
I figure it's the right thing to do.
But there's a whole lot out there that's right. Don't mean we always do it.
No, ma'am, it doesn't.
James has been telling me next year's team shaping up as a good one.
Well, we're hoping, if all works out.
You let me know if he was a problem.
He's no problem at all, believe me.
How does it feel to be out from behind bars, Angels?
Definitely.
What's your name, son?
Radio.
Radio, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, keep it here.
Hey.
Hey.
No.
I said keep it here.
No.
I said keep it here.
Hey. Oh. 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 Oh.
Let's go.
Hey, living. Radio.
Yeah, you got it.
Your new dog?
Yeah.
We got a sandwich in here in case you're hungry.
Hey man, you see how much they're paying Dr. Jaffer in Philadelphia?
How much?
Making this harder than it has to be, son.
Can't be for one season. Ain't nobody makes $500,000 for playing basketball one year.
Hey, who you got back there, Kojak?
I'm not sure yet. Won't tell me his name.
Ain't been here a week. Got himself a John Doe.
Let's go see who it is.
Who's the last time we had anybody here at Christmas anyway?
Hell, I don't know. Oh, shit.
Hey, radio. I won't go home.
We're going to get you out of there.
Well, it's the doctor's team this year, no question about it.
Won't you wear your hair like that?
Won't
hurt. There, ready?
Oh, I never told you! I never wanted to get
here! Harold, you can be Officer Doodle over yet. No, I don't think I am.
I need more pennies. I need more. Yeah, come in there. That's a good one. Okay. I'm going to put this one up here. Put that right there. Okay. Come on, come on. What are that there? Give me another one. Ah, that's a good one.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks. Give another one. Give another one. Give another one. Hey, Coach Tom. That's
Lama. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
Brought your buggy home for you. Got you something to eat.
Oh.
Thought you might be hungry.
Okay.
Ooh. Hey, how you doing? All right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Your brother Walter's inside. You're going to stay here till your mama gets home.
Okay. I got the fresh fries. When are we going to start school again?
Real soon.
Miss Women going to let me in 11th grade. Ain't that right, Coach?
That's right. You remember what we talked about now? About you staying close to the teachers?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want you to go wandering off on your own. That was a good thing you did today, Radio.
Huh?
That was a good thing you did today with your presence. You didn't do anything wrong. You understand that?
Yeah, you didn't have nothing.
I'm real proud of you.
Got it, Radio.
Hey.
I'm out of bed.
staying in the truck trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Radio.
Hey, I knew now.
Oh, buddy. Adam.
Hey, where's Honeycutt at, man? Coach Honeycutt, he around?
No, he gone.
He's gone.
Yeah,
he's gone. All right. Well, hey, check it out. Coach Dalrymple's got a couple things next door she wants you to come get.
Huh?
Mrs. Dalrymple. Don't worry, man. Don't worry. It's just her. She's alone. Girls are gone.
I can't do that.
All right, man. All right, but she's going to be real disappointed. I mean, I don't want to let her down, I do. Okay, radio.
Okay.
See.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
You know, it'd be one thing if you'd gone and done something like this before on your own. Radio, listen to me. It's important that you tell me why you went in the girls' locker room.
The devil need me.
What for?
Huh? She want me to pick out that.
Did she ask you?
Huh?
Did she ask you?
No.
Who did?
No.
Radio, who asked you to go in the girls' locker room? Who asked you?
No.
Well, I don't know what I'm supposed to do here.
Be mad, radio.
Huh?
Be mad, radio.
You willing to do that? Take the blame for someone else? You're a better man than me. I'll say that for you.
From Clemson. City know I'm a junior. They're looking at me for a full ride after next year.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Excuse me, I need to speak with Mr. Play for a minute.
What's up, Coach Jones?
You know, son, this is one of those days I wish I wasn't a teacher so I could just lay into you right now.
She's helping. It's gotten into you, huh?
I thought you'd learned something the past few months. I guess I was wrong.
What are you talking about?
Don't say a word unless I tell you to. You understand me? Now, you might think you're clear on this because Honeycutt wasn't around, but let me tell you something. This is my call. There's no way you're suiting up tomorrow night.
Right.
What did you say?
Coach Jones? Mr. Clay? What seems to be the problem here?
You hear the problem, ma'am?
Young man, shooters do not tell me what I do and do not hear.
He said I can't play tomorrow.
Is that what you're thinking, Coach Jones?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, then, seeing that Coach Jones is the athletic director, I say you are not playing.
Man, this is West Side. If we win, we're in first place.
Well, that's all the more reason for you to cheer on your teammates, isn't it? Anything else?
Yeah, why don't you tell your boy that I said thanks?
Radio didn't sell you out, son. There are plenty of other people willing to do that.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate your understanding. We'll talk soon. Thank you. That's the last of them. Did you talk to Mary Helen yet?
She's fine. She knows it wasn't Radio's idea.
Oh, Harold. Harold, you are too close to this. It's not that Johnny talked Radio into doing something. It's that he did it. I mean, what if it's something worse next time?
He'll know.
Are you sure? Hell, I'm already under a microscope anyway. I got a school to run. I have 1,000 children that I am responsible for. I need to know where all this is going.
I don't know, Lou.
Harold, that may not be good enough anymore.
No, I'm sorry. I've been trying to call, and I haven't gotten a hold of either of them. I've tried several different places. I'm not sure. Oh, here he comes right now. I'll tell him.
What's the matter?
It's Radio's mom and daddy.
What happened?
She had a heart attack.
Oh, no. Is she all right?
She's gone. I was trying to call your mom, but I couldn't reach anybody. And then they're telling me that he won't come out of his room. I don't know what to do, Daddy.
Put your coat on.
He's there in his room.
Coach, thanks for coming.
Mm-hmm.
Walter's going to be here in a few minutes.
How was Radio?
He's pretty upset. Tore the place up pretty good, too.
Radio? Say's gonna make you feel any better.
Mama.
Your mama was a fine, beautiful woman. She loved you with all her heart.
Yeah.
Didn't she? Oh boy, she loved you.
Yeah.
Yeah. She still does.
Still on the radio. Yeah, she said she's always gonna be there for Radio.
All right.
something. Something I never told anybody. When I was about 12, I had a paper route. Crack of dawn every day. Wasn't many houses around here then, so I had to cover quite a lot of territory, and I used to cut through the woods on this little dirt road. And one morning I was riding through there, and I heard this noise. It sounded like a rabbit or something. I don't call it a trap. And then I realized it was coming from one of these houses set back up in there. I started, kind of walked over there. It didn't seem like anybody was home, so I walked on up. It had a chicken wire and a barbed wire around the bottom of it. I figured to keep the critters out, you know. And then all of a sudden, I saw these fingers coming through the wire. And I put my bike down. I got down on my hands and knees, and I looked under there, and there was this boy about my age. I don't know what was wrong with him. Something was. They used to keep him under there. And I looked right at him. You know, he'd look back at me. We just sat there staring at each other for a while. I ran that route for 2 years, Mary Helen. And I never did a thing.
How long are we coming back?
I'm hoping tomorrow. His brother Walter's moved in with him.
Hanukkah says he let loose on that house pretty good.
Yeah.
Says he's not the only one that knows about it either.
The man had just lost his mother, Lou.
Harold, I didn't ask why he took a swing at his wall. I just asked you who knew about it.
Well, why are you asking me that?
Our friend from the board is back. He wants to see you. With his mama gone, it's all different. Very bit of it. Good luck.
Mr. Jones, in the last month or so, how much time would you say Mr. Kennedy has spent alone? During the day, at least? Mr. Jones?
Past few weeks, everybody's been keeping a pretty steady eye on him.
So we talking an hour a day, or two?
An hour, maybe. Well, it could be a half hour.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you may have guessed, the board has received reports of Mr. Kennedy's rather inconsistent behavior.
What kind of reports? From who?
Reports of resisting arrest, tearing up the inside of his home, and barging into the girl's locker room.
Oh, barging? Who's been feeding you this crap?
Mr. Jones, I'm not here to argue with you, really.
I'm not arguing with you. I ask you a simple question. Who's been feeding you this crap?
Well, the reason I asked is because those were all instances in which he wasn't being supervised.
Says who? Says who?
Bottom line, with Miss Kennedy gone, James faces some rough times ahead now. To keep him in a school setting...
Let me tell you something, son. This school's the reason he's doing as well as he's doing.
But to keep him in a school setting...
You take him out of this school, you might as well just take his life from him.
I have compiled a list of outside care agencies.
Oh, I bet you have.
Yes, ma'am. I will take care of it personally. Yes, I will. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Is that a fact? That's some serious money. Well, all right. Yes, I will. All right, now you too. Yeah?
Oh, fine.
It's been a long time since you came through my door.
Yeah, it sure has been.
So, what can I do for you?
What are you trying to do here, Frank?
I'm afraid I don't understand.
Yeah, you do. Calling the school board, making complaints about radio. This is about you getting back at me for cracking down on your boy. Nothing more than that.
Now, let's go off making this all personal.
It is personal.
It is not personal. Besides which, if it was, I wouldn't have most of the guys over at Dillon Downs feeling the same way I do.
Yeah, what way is that?
Hell, you're one of the finest coaches in the upstate. And with Johnny and the boys we got coming back next year, it's just better if we do things the way we used to.
You just want to be the one who runs radio out of hand. At least I know where you stand. Radio.
Radio.
That's the O. Round circle. Yeah, you try it now. Come on, let's see what you try. It's okay. There you go. Take the fence off. You can do it. I know you can. Look at that. You did it. Congratulations. Good job.
The video right there.
Yeah.
The video right there.
Hey, look who's back.
What's up, Jim?
Johnny, welcome back, man.
Yes.
Oh, he bought that in a little while ago. Yeah.
Wait, I know what you were thinking.
I thought you and I were together on this move.
I'm trying to find the best possible solution for everybody. It's not about...
What is it about? You remember asking me where all this was going? You know, I still don't know. But I do know one thing. I am not going to sit back and let Frank Clay make the rules on this.
Clay saves it off the tip. Underneath the lace to Henry. Great teamwork! And the Jackets go up by 7. Play off the screen. Jumper. Goal! Clay in the zone now. He's been working the ball up court, and Clay with the steal. Great pass by Clay to clear for the easy two. And the Jackets are running away with this one.
Now, I've coached a lot of basketball over the years, but I've never... ever had a team play better than you all did tonight. Johnny Clay, it's nice having you back.
Yeah, it is.
Good to be back, Coach.
Good, good. And we're still in this race, all right? I want you all to rest up tomorrow. We're going to hit it hard on Monday. All right?
Okay, Coach.
Get some sleep.
Well, you got a shot.
You better believe it.
Hey, there's my boy.
Always a pleasure to see you.
Yes, sir. Good game, son.
32.
Yeah, but what's with all that passing? With the defense they were playing, you've gone for 50. You can take advantage of these chances, son.
See you later, bye. Don't worry, you. Bye, bye.
See you later, radio.
Bye, Johnny. Bye, Johnny. We'll see you later,
though. What's that?
Okay.
It's nothing. Look, son, we got a whole lot to look forward to next year. And I don't want anything or anyone getting in the way. You understand?
Radio's not the one getting in the way, Dad.
Let Frank... He just scared you got it in for his son is all.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. When Glory was a baby, I never left her alone. Wherever I went, I made sure that Edith stayed with her.
I forgot to tell you Honeycutt called.
Mm.
Yeah, some of the parents asked for a meeting with Lou on Sunday night.
Or just do?
Yeah, I don't think they're particularly interested in your side of things, do you?
No, I guess not.
What the hell kind of a father are you? What the hell kind of a father are you?
Oh, hell. You know, just a big mistake. Radio probably been better off. We just gotten him some help.
Help? And what you've been giving him has been...
That couldn't have been easy on you and Mary Helen. You spent all this time with radio the past few months.
Harold, wait. You can't believe that's been a mistake, you being with radio. You've been so great for each other.
Yeah, well, look where it's got us.
Where it got you was a school full of kids that love him. And Mary Helen feels the same way. And anything that Frank can do or say, that's not going to change anything. Never a mistake to care for someone. That's always a good thing. Right?
Thank you, Rev.
God bless you, sister.
Oh, God bless you. That was quite a thought.
Indeed. Praise the Lord. God bless you, radio.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord. I like that church here. I like the all hair, the Jesus. I like that. I like that, Coach. I like the way everybody's saying it.
Yeah, I was
like,
yeah,
that's
nice, sir. I need to talk to you about a little something here. You remember telling me about being in 11th grade?
Oh, you talking about Miss Winnevere?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I like Miss Winnevere.
Well, some talk about maybe you going on 12th grade. That'd be something, wouldn't it? You know, you have you graduate. Radio, listen to me. Take your radio down. Radio, listen, put your radio down. Then look at me. Just look at me. Mm. Ain't nothing wrong with moving on, son. Everybody gets around to it sooner or later.
No. No, I like the 11th grade. I like the 11th grade. No, no. I do the menu in the morning. I do the menu. I say, hey, we're gonna have hamburgers and we're gonna have mashed potatoes and then I see people in the hallway say, hey, no running, everybody. And everybody know that's radio. I'm there. Everybody like that. I'm in Winnipeg like that. I say, hi.
We'll talk about it when we get closer to the fall, all right? Let's not worry about it right now.
Football, we go exercise, and everybody had those shirts and the t-shirts on, and Coach Honeycutt, he'd be, let's get some deal and a spirit. Hey, Coach, you say, let's get the quarterback. And radio, he defense coach. I'm defense care coach. That's right, because we going to go all the way.
That's right.
We're going to go all the way.
My point is that this man is a disruptive force in our community and represents a threat to our students.
Thank you, Mr. Clay. Okay, I understand how some of you might be feeling. All I am asking is that if we decide that there's no other way around this, that we dole out as little hurt as possible.
Fine. Honeycutt, is there anything you'd like to add?
Evening, Dell, Don.
Harold.
Evening, everyone.
Evening.
Hi, Lou.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I was going to call you.
Boy, you got yourself a crowded shop tonight, Dell.
Yeah, Coach.
I think y'all know my wife, Linda, and my daughter, Mary Helen.
Yeah. Hello.
Well, I had a talk with Radio this morning. And I told him, not so many words, that we might be looking at some changes. It didn't take long to see. The more I talked, the more he didn't understand me. We got a lot of that going on, right? When I was playing, I had a coach who used to tell me to keep my priorities straight. He'd say, son, you figure out what's important, you push everything else aside. I love football. I love everything about it. I love Friday nights when you're looking for a win and Saturday morning when you found one. But that's not what's important right now. We got ourselves a young man we're not thinking about. The same young man who could hardly talk when we first met him, and now he's making announcements in the morning over loudspeaker. Same young man who got himself a football letter last fall, but he never wears it because he can't afford a jacket. Now we're asking him to leave.
Harold, we are not asking.
Man, it's not done, Frank.
I know some of you don't know or don't care about all that Radio's learned over these past few months. But truth is, we're not the ones been teaching Radio. Radio's the one been teaching us. Because the way he treats us all the time is the way we wish we treated each other even part of the time. Look, I know something's got to happen here. I know some change has got to be made. And I know I can't let what happened last season happen again. So I decided to step down as head football coach. You know, I'd like to keep teaching if that's all right. Keep an eye on Radio, make sure he stays out of trouble. And I'd like to spend a little more time with a few other folks I've neglected over the years while I still have a chance to.
much as I love this game, you know, it's not half as important as setting that right. That's a pretty good cup tonight, Dale. Thank y'all.
Nice.
Is this what you wanted? Is this worth it?
That is a crazy idea.
You weren't expecting that one now, were you?
I can't believe you're going to stop coaching football. Found it! Oh, under the mattress with everything else. You look great, Radio.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah,
all right, honey.
There you go.
What you call it, man? Oh. All right, you look good now. You look really good.
Okay.
You know where we're going to be, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Do a good job.
Okay.
I'm awful proud of you.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
The Radio.
Oh, hey, Johnny. How you doing there? How you doing?
Yeah. You got yourself a letter.
Yeah, they gave me a letter.
Hey, the boys thought you might need something to put it on. Yeah.
Now you like that one.
Looks good on you, man.
Thanks, Johnny. Thanks, Johnny. Come on now.
Hey, congratulations, man. Yeah. And, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Patricia Ann Gilbert. I would also like to extend a special thank you to our honorary graduate, Mr. James Robert Kennedy. Who has decided to return this coming fall as an 11th grade student at Hannah, where he will be welcomed for as many such years as he so chooses.
Yeah. Looks like you got your assistant coach back.
Yes, we did.
In that moment, my husband was prouder than if his team had won a state title. Radio was now officially a part of Hannah and a part of our lives forever. So if you happen to be in Anderson on a Friday night in the fall, get there early. You'll see the man they call Radio leading the Yellow Jackets onto the field. Radio's in his 50s now, and he's the most beloved coach Hannah's ever had.
Coach Harold Jones.
Harold Jones? Well, he was recently inducted into the South Carolina Coaches Hall of Fame. He's retired from teaching now, but still maintains his special friendship with Hannah's favorite 11th grader.
Close your eyes. The light of love will lead the way. In the eyes of a child, we're all the same. We are God's children, the logic is so simple. The one you call.
South Carolina, T.L. Hannah High. The people there will tell you, just ask any passerby. Not the kid who speaks in gibberish. Folks will tell you, shoot, it wasn't nothing but a little love and attention. Gave voice to a mute. Come football Fridays, they let radio be the star. He falls in with a marching band, then with the color guard. He jumps when the cheerleaders jump, with pom-poms on his hands. And he cusses like the coaches do, and he high-fives with a